This is ESPN New York Tonight with Larry Hardesty and Gordon Damer on 98.7 ESPN.
Abbreviated edition of the show, and we have lots to do. We've got Goat Madness, we've got Knicks, we've got baseball, and we've got you. Let's get going. Next. 1-800-919-3776. That's the number to join our conversation inside this Monday, this Tuesday edition of ESPN New York Tonight. Also, hit us up on X, formerly Twitter, at HardestyESPN, at Gordon Damer, at ESPNNY, 98_7FM. You'll need that information for Goat Madness in a couple of minutes. Joe and Julian along for the ride until midnight on 98.7. Hey, Gordon Damer.
Larry Hardesty, how you feeling tonight, my friend?
I'm feeling pretty good, Gordon. Feeling pretty good. Now, listen. There was no doubt in my mind the Knicks were going to win this game against Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
I just like for, you know, can you give yourself a little more margin for error? You know, when
it did feel like it was a little too close for a little too long.
They let them hang around. Mm-hmm. I mean, they both had 33 points in the third quarter, Gordon. That's not what you want.
No, and especially after that wild end to the first half.
Yes.
The Bulls hitting shots, DiVincenzo hitting a shot. But look, at the end of the day, they did what they went there to do. They got a little revenge for the last time. They got a win. And now, sitting in third place, mm-hmm. all by themselves in the Eastern Conference, are your New York Knicks.
I like third place, Gordon. I kind of like it there.
Yeah.
I kind of like it there. I may stay.
you certainly hope so, right? Magic are now 4. Cleveland is 5. They're kind of I don't know who has the tiebreaker. I guess Orlando has the tiebreaker there.
So
in the first round, if this were to hold right now, it's still a lot to be decided.
Yes.
You would get the Pacers in the first round. How do you feel about that?
You know me.
You can always find a negative, right?
Like, yes,
just
always,
as a fan, you can always. I don't know about that.
You know, the size battle, overshooting, you know, they love to score, but they score, Gordon, but they don't play a lick of D.
Here's the thing. If I gave you India, like, we're going to go to the eye doctor.
Okay.
And you know, like they say, does it look better now or does it look better now?
Yeah,
you keep flipping the thing.
Yes.
Does it look better with the Pacers or does it look better with the Cavaliers? I think I'd rather face the Pacers.
I think slightly.
Slightly. Yeah, just slightly.
With the Pacers, because I would really kind of say Cleveland, but I don't trust them, Gordon. Mm-hmm. There's something in the back of my mind. Everybody wants them. When everybody wants them, I don't want them.
Okay. Cleveland has lost 3 in a row, so they're in a little bit of a downslide here. All right, so does it look better with Pacers, or does it look better with 76ers?
76ers have won 5 in a row, Gordon, since Joel Embiid has come back.
Mm-hmm.
So they're getting ready for their postseason. Give me Pacers. I don't want any parts of Embiid right now.
And then I know this last one.
Mm-hmm.
Would it look better with Pacers, or would it look better with Miami Heat?
Pacers.
Yeah. I mean, I think the Heat are, you don't want to say completely out of it, but they are. Well, they're only 1 game back in the loss column. I thought they were 2 back in the loss column, but they're a game and a half back. So, I think that everybody across the board, you can juggle them however you want. I think the last place that you want is to have the Miami Heat in the first round.
Miami double overtime win tonight over Atlanta. So they are, you know, they're trying to get in, Gordon. They are doing whatever they can to get in. And for them, they have last year as an example. Look what we did last year.
Mm-hmm.
We were in the same spot, and look where we ended up.
Yeah.
So, they are so well coached, Gordon. They just are. They really are. And you respect them. You hate them as a nickname, but you respect what they bring to the table.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the first thing is the hate, and then the hate comes from the respect. So, I think that across the board, nobody wants to get the Heat in the first round. Like the Ranger fans don't want the Lightning in the first round.
Exactly.
Knicks fans don't want the Heat in the first round.
No. Now, Gordon, I don't know if you saw my text to you, but when OG went to the floor early.
Right.
And the first thing he did was grab his elbow.
Oh, God.
I was like, oh.
You get that pit in the bottom of your stomach. And it's like, oh, no, not like this.
Oh,
not like this.
Come on, not now.
Right.
But he was okay. He was okay. 24 points tonight. He's still working on the shot, but he seemed to be pretty good from 3. But he, I like what I saw from him. He's getting into shape. That's what I like. He's getting into shape.
Yeah. He's got enough time to get his and again, his offense is not the primary thing about him. It's the defense and everything that he does that maybe doesn't show up in the box score per se. But, you know, a little bit of offense is certainly nice. And again, I think we're kind of burying the lead.
Well, I'm saving the best for last.
I mean, it's unbelievable what this guy – he does four – it's like on a nightly basis, Larry. He's got 40 points. Tonight, 45 points.
Yep.
I think he is the most impactful offensive player that I have ever seen as a Knick.
Yeah.
Now, I don't go back to the championship teams, and Ewing was a more impactful player because of the defense that he brought. But just in terms of you take a look at it tonight, 45 points on 13 of 24 shooting. It wasn't like he took 50 shots or something
Very efficient.
7 of 12 from 3, went to the line 12 times. You think that Tibbs is he's getting fouled, is paying some dividends. Went to the line 12 times tonight, hit all 12 of them. I don't know what else we can say about this guy. He's just absolutely incredible.
I'm just enjoying him. Having been devoid of consistent talent at the point guard position, Gordon, for so many years, I'm just enjoying it. I'm just sitting back. I'm watching him, and I watch them try to double team him, and he makes the right play.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he does, as Tibbs said in the post game, anchored with Dan Grasso. He moves without the ball, so even when he gives it up, he doesn't stand around. He moves, which means other people move, so they make cut. They're playing really well. Now, I don't know if you know this, Gordon Damer, but it looks like the bench is getting short again.
It did. Yeah, I know. I did notice that. Now, most of the guys, it's not really that much of a surprise they didn't play tonight, but there was one guy who didn't get any minutes.
Precious Achiuwa has been dropping since Mitchell Robinson's been back.
Mm-hmm.
And Bogdanović got in for a quick
blink. Just like, don't blink if you miss it, right?
He was in for a quick second, you know. But that it's getting smaller.
Yeah,
that bench is shrinking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I don't know that I'm that crazy about it with this much. But you know, sometimes there's certain things that you don't like, but you know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one that you might not like, but you know what's going to happen.
And then once again, and I'm going to refer back to the conversation I had with Monica Sunday. She thinks that the bench is going to shrink, but the numbers will stay the same, but the people are going to be interchangeable depending on teams and situations.
Well, look, I mean, the only guy that we're really talking about here is Achiuwa, right?
Yeah,
I don't think that we're expecting this, unless it's a blowout game one way or another. I don't think we're really going to see Alec Burks again in any meaningful minutes. Barring injury.
Even if it's a blowout game, I don't think you're going to see a
whole
lot of people.
At least I'll leave open the possibility. Right? How much of a blowout is a Tibbs blowout, right?
Yeah, exactly. There's blowouts and there's Tibbs blowouts.
Yeah.
You know, and so we'll figure that out. But that's going to be an interesting situation to watch and see what happens. Also tonight, Gordon Damer, Boston lost to Milwaukee. Boston didn't play a couple of folks. Porzingis, I know, didn't play.
Mm-hmm.
And near the end of the game, or at some point in the game, Giannis was taken off with a calf injury, had to be helped off the court, MRI.
Man. I did not see that.
So, you know, as if Doc Rivers doesn't have
right.
enough problems.
As if you don't get enough stuff going on, right?
Going to the postseason, you know, he's got some issues there. So, but once again, Gordon, Knicks do what they're supposed to do. And, you know, nice. I'm enjoying it.
And Brunson is absolutely incredible in that you can't guard him one-on-one.
Nope.
And then when they tried to double-team him tonight, he made the right play just
absolutely.
About every time. He had 8 assists on the night. I mean, what more can you say about this guy? It's almost like – I don't think we are taking it for granted, but the guy had 45 points tonight.
I know.
And the team is winning, and I mean, it doesn't seem normal that you have a guy that's just doing this night at 40 points, 38 points, 60 points, 50 points. It's absolutely incredible what he has done.
It is. It really is. And this is his team now, Gordon.
Oh, no question.
This is his team.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is his team. This is his team.
And I think that it's a benefit in some way. Now, I don't think it's a benefit just to not have him at all, but to know now that Randall is not coming back, you are not going to have him. This is the group. Nobody's coming to to barge into it or mess up the rotation or influence it in any way. This is the group. Let's go. And they did what they had to do tonight.
Nobody's coming to save you.
Nobody's coming to save you.
Julius Randle's not walking through that door. And if he does, he's not playing.
No.
That's the thing.
That
is the situation. 1-800-919-3776. When we return, we'll take your Nick. First, what we'll do is we'll have to update Goat Madness.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
We got a big plug on the K-Show.
Yes, I enjoyed listening to that. And by the way, we have a new nickname, you and I.
What was it again? Lago?
Yes.
Lago.
Yes.
I don't know that I'm... I like HD Radio. We never really stuck with HD Radio. Hardesty and Damer,
yeah,
HD Radio.
I like HD Radio. Yeah, I like that better.
Well,
you know.
Get him in while you can.
This is ESPN New York Tonight with Larry Hardesty and Gordon Damer on 98.7 ESPN. This is Goat Madness.
I am the greatest.
Jordan to the circle, puts the shot in the air. Good! The game's over, and the Bulls have won.
Who is the GOAT?
We know!
Oh! LeBron James with no regard for human life.
It's time for you to determine who's the greatest of all time, once and for all.
This one is headed for New Jersey, high into the upper deck. Barry Bonds with a spectacular three-run homer.
Because that's the bottom line. The Stone Cold Simpson.
This is Goat Madness.
Larry.
Yes, sir.
We started with 64.
Mm-hmm.
We are down to our final four.
Wow.
And it is the tournament semifinals tonight. No need. By this point, if you don't know who they are... we can't help you. In our first matchup, we have the number 6 seed, the GOAT of rants, the man who has charged through this tournament like no one else. It is Don LaGreca. And tonight, his next challenge, Larry, going up against 7-time Super Bowl champion Tom Brady.
Wow.
That's one matchup.
Wow.
Our other semifinal... I don't really know how anybody you can pick this one.
Okay.
We have on one corner, we have the 2 seed.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Jordan.
Mm.
In the other corner, we have a man who's used to being in the corner and coming out and winning fights. It's the number 2 seed, Muhammad Ali.
Wow.
Those are your 2 semifinals for tonight. LaGreca, Brady, Jordan, Ali. Voting is now open.
At Hardesty ESPN, at Gordon Damer, at ESPN NY, 98_7 FM. Gordon, let me say this.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed hearing the K-Show, as I always do.
Right, of course.
Love the discussion about Goat Madness. And I understand what they were saying about Don beating out Wayne Gretzky.
Yes.
And the irony of that being 2 hockey.
Right. Babies. Well, he'd already beat Michael Jackson at that point. So,
absolutely.
You know, is it really that much of a stretch?
Not at all. But once again, Don didn't put himself there.
He did not.
Don
he did
didn't
not
vote.
Know anything about it. We did not inform him ahead
we
of time.
Not. Nope.
This was a complete surprise to him when he found out about it. If you remember, he was kind of surprised at first. He didn't understand why we put Rance next to his name. He wasn't sure.
Yep.
So this has Don is no blame.
No.
Now, you know, they were saying that he should excuse himself. It was not up to Don to excuse himself.
No.
Fans Don could have asked us to excuse him, and I don't think we would have.
No, we couldn't.
No.
We couldn't because the fans wanted him in.
Absolutely. It's all about the audience.
That's it. Fans wanted him in. That's why he was in. And that's why he's charged through like he has. I mean, you look at the people he's beaten.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, Madonna didn't stand a chance.
Madonna had no chance. With all her game, still no chance against the one and only Don LaGreca.
You know, and he's got... And here's the thing. Tony Soprano's not here.
Tony Soprano's not here.
Gordon, I was shocked. I thought he might make a last gasp.
I thought for sure the power of Soprano would make it. But yeah, I mean, think about all the people. Jay-Z got knocked out early. Tony Soprano's gone. Yeah. Prince is gone. Babe Ruth. Ric Flair. I thought Ric Flair would be able to cruise a little longer. Lawrence Taylor is gone. I mean, I think about all fans.
That's crazy.
Frank Sinatra's gone. Kobe's gone.
Yeah.
LeBron didn't even make it out of the first round.
No, Kobe took care of him in short order.
Yep.
took care of him in short order.
We are down to our final four, and it is up to the audience.
It is. It is up to the audience. It's going to be interesting. Once again, vote now at Hardesty ESPN, at Gordon Damer, at ESPN NY 98_7 FM. Off to the phones we go. Spike is in St. Pete. What's up, Spike? Spike.
Hey, Spike. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Hey, Gordon. Listen, Billy Donovan has that team playing really well. If you guys got a box score, you could flip it at me. But we got out-rebounded tonight, but I'm guessing we had as many assists as rebounds. And I can't give you any more things I could say about Jalen Brunson. He will not. I had this discussion with Ty Butler. He will not be first-team All-NBA. Jason Tatum will take that spot, and that's totally unfair. But I don't really care about awards. I saw him shorten the rotation. I sent you a message, Larry. We saw it already. I'll tell you something. Let's not forget how great DeMar DeRozan is. I remember him playing in college with O.J. Mayo, who was thrown out of the league. The only guy to ever, at Southern Cal. Hey, yeah, he was the only guy to ever get totally banned from the league. I forgot what it was. It was something horrendous, either drugs or something with the women. But and he was a terrific player, too. But I can't say enough about how the Knicks just took it to them, and they were fighting. Vucevic is still a pain in the ass, and Kobe White's good. They played – their bench did nothing. He's a good coach, Billy Donovan, and he coached that Florida team to back-to-back championship.
He did.
To play at Rockwell Center in Providence. But the bottom line is this is what we have, and we go to war with this bunch. We're getting 30, 35 assists a game, and a Drummond, man, he looks 50 pounds overweight, but for the 5 or 10 minutes, he can still hit the boards. That was a terrific win. And I got to tip my cap because I know it's a short show. I got to tip my cap to DiVincenzo and Hart. And we got the center spot covered for 48 minutes now.
Yes.
That's established.
Yes. Right.
But when Ananobi went down, you got Ananobi, Hart, and DiVincenzo, three top-rated defensive players with deflections. And Chicago played really well tonight. They're fighting for something, too. You can't lose sight of that.
That's right.
If you throw that stat to me, I'll get off and I'll listen on the stream about assists and rebounds. They were pretty close.
Yeah, they. I'll pull it up for you in the second spot.
Thanks.
But they were pretty – thanks for the phone call. They were pretty close. It's one of the few times, Gordon, you look at this and you're like, why are they getting out rebounded and Drummond's not even in the game? You understand when Drummond's in there because it's hard to move him out. But listen, once again, Josh Hart was right there, Gordon. He has been another double-double for him.
Mm-hmm.
He's just he is amazing. His nose for the basketball and how he just always seems to find it. He always seems to know where the ball is.
Knicks were out rebounded 39-31.
Mm-hmm.
And only 6 offensive rebounds tonight.
Yeah.
They got out-rebounded on the offensive boards 12-6.
Yes. Yep. So, but they had 31 assists tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So
they did a great, did a fantastic job at the line, 19 to 20.
Yeah.
So that's.
And that has been an issue at times.
Yeah. And shot the three well. They shot 47% from three. So.
Well, you know, Brunson was 7 of 12. That helped.
I mean, the run that Brunson is on.
Yeah.
Since we got the news about Randall.
Mm-hmm.
That was, so they've played, what, 3 games since then?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Maybe 4.
35, 43, 45. And before that, the Sacramento game, he had 35.
Yeah. Who's missing?
It's amazing. He is just absolutely incredible. And,
he is.
He is. This team takes body blows and loses guys and just keeps pushing forward.
That's
and,
right.
And now it's just about the push to if they can close out that three seed, which I didn't think was possible, dealing with all the things that they've been dealing with, and the amount of guys who have been forced to extend themselves because they've been shorthanded, right? You figure there's going to be some offshoot of that, right? Guys are going to be exhausted at the end. They might be exhausted, but they're fighting through it, man. I'll tell you
they
that.
Are. They are. I tell you, they're going to enjoy that time off while the playing is going on.
They won't know what to do with themselves.
They're really going to enjoy that time. They really, really are, you know. So, listen, keep winning. That's the only thing I got to say, Gordon. Keep winning. You need to win these. You need to win these next ones. And this game against Boston Thursday, very curious to see who plays for Boston and looking forward to that one, too.
Yeah, no question.
You know, Colum's in the Bronx. What's up, Colum?
What's going on, Larry and Gordon? So I love to hear Spike. He's like, you know, the hero of what a Knicks fan wants, what I want to be when I grow up. But you guys, like, we mentioned it, like, the thought process of, like, just, like, a week and a half ago when Julius Randle went down, you know, the air kind of went out of the sails of, like, all the hype and what you thought the Knicks would be. And I was looking at it, and I was like, I kind of wanted the sixth seed at that point because I still wanted to avoid the Celtics in the first round if you were going to get to that 4 or 5 spot. Because even with a fully loaded Knicks team, fully healthy, raring to go, I'm not even sure. I still don't think they beat the Celtics. You know, Drew Holiday is a premier defender, and Porzingis, you know, running around and, you know, not even just blocking, but changing shots and stuff like that, plus their offensive ability. I wouldn't believe that the Knicks were going to be able to beat them anyway. But now looking at it, you know, just a week and a half later, there's a legitimate chance at the 2 and the 3 seed. And I think any of those, you know, personally, any of those teams we play outside of, you know, the Heat always scare me. But I'm not scared of the Cavaliers or the Magic or the Pacers or any of those teams. You know, I'm very confident in the first round, but you really want to play that Bucks team in the second round. There's just something very wrong with them. And hey, if you play the Bucks and you catch them, and there's two really good things that could work out for it. One, there's a slim chance that maybe somebody goes down for the Celtics and you catch them a little bit beat up. Maybe they play Miami in the first round. Maybe they get a tough second series. Maybe some kind of crazy magic would happen. But the other thing I like to see is if the Knicks beat Giannis in the second round, you look at him and be like, hey, man, if you're unhappy, come on down. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you. All right, Colum, thanks for the phone call. He's not going to be unhappy. He's still. Listen, if he's unhappy, he'll get another coach. That's what he did. That's what he did this
right.
year.
He doesn't change teams. He changes the things on his team.
Yes, that's right.
He doesn't like the coach, or he doesn't like this guy playing. They'll be gone. And let's be honest with the. I don't think it's likely, but we're talking about, well, we'll get to play the Bucks in the second round. Stranger things have happened than the Bucks not making the second round.
Yeah. I mean,
and I don't know that I want the 2 seed. Because if you move up to the 2, that increases the odds you face the Sixers or the Heat in the first round.
Yeah, you play the 7 seed.
Yeah, I'd rather be the 3. If I could lock in the 3 right now, or between Cleveland or the Pacers and the Magic, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I'm good. I don't need to go higher. I'm good. I'm good where I am.
Mm-hmm.
I am good where I am. 1-800-919-3776. We'll come back. We'll take our phone calls. We'll move our baseball segment to 11:45. Good win, another good win for the Yankees. Who had doubts about Carlos Rodon? He's rolling.
Larry, I told you this guy is just so good. it's only a matter of time before the real Carlos Rodon showed up. Haven't I told you that?
Yeah, you did. I remember that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
And, you know, Mets are hanging tough with Atlanta, lost tonight. But listen, I'll take a split in this series, Gordon. I'm good.
This is ESPN New York Tonight with Larry Hardesty and Gordon Damer on 98.7 ESPN.
Let's talk to Lee in Manhattan. Lee, you're next on 98.7.
Gentlemen, how we doing?
Lee, what's going on?
Listen, let me make this quick because I know we got a short show tonight. Thibodeau's stubbornness, and it's simple. Thibodeau's got something that we've had, or we haven't had, and 4 years that he's been here, and that's a deep bench. Okay? We've always heard him talk about his stubbornness, only playing 3 people off the bench. Now, you got an opportunity where you can go as deep as 4 and 5. And you got to consider Achua in that ninth man or tenth man. We know that Burke may not see much action. Jericho Sims, okay, if you need a big man in there to take up some space for fouls. But Achua, you got to figure out a way for him to be that eighth or ninth person off the bench, because when Robinson was down and there was no OG, okay, Achua played a significant part, and we need him come to playoffs. Have a good one, gentlemen.
All right, Lee, thanks for the phone call. I think in certain situations you will see Achua. I think you'll see him against bigger teams, Gordon, to come in at the four.
Mm-hmm.
When they want to go a little bigger and move Hart to the three, when they go with the three-guard offense, I think you'll see some situations like that. Against bigger teams, he might be the first forward off the bench to replace OG. So I think you will. I think for tonight, Tibbs really wanted to go small, and I think he's kind of starting to experiment with, you know, what the playoff, you know, rotation is going to be. I still think Achua is involved in that rotation. I know Bogdanovich is going to be in that rotation. I don't expect Burks. I think what you saw tonight was probably the bulk of what you'll see in that, when you get to the postseason.
Yeah. His numbers in terms of minutes have been dropping here as the team has gotten healthier. He has been kind of the one that's missing out as a result of that.
Mm-hmm.
So
no doubt about it.
Now, look, not playing at all, that's a bit surprising, but it's not surprising if they go into the playoffs and they only have this kind of a rotation, like an 8-man rotation.
Yeah. And remember, everybody shortens their bench in the postseason.
Mm-hmm.
Even Golden State, they might shorten it by one, but everybody shortens their bench in the postseason. Dan's in Brooklyn. What's up, Dan?
Hey, guys, what's going on? I wanted to, I've been thinking a lot about how the team is, still standing from a chance of competing, with Randall gone. Part of what I'm trying to figure out is, if you don't have two guys in the top 25 in the league, like, what does that really look like in terms of being a championship contender? Like, the more I think about it, outside of Boston, the East is just really – there's nobody else out there that you think is a world beater and stands a chance in the finals. Is that why we think the Knicks have been playing so well? I just think Randall, I appreciate he didn't show up at the playoffs the way we wanted him to last year, being injured. I just don't know if I really see the ceiling being higher this year, even with this greater supporting cast, to push us over the top. I just think it's going to get tough in a 7-game series with people focused on, on Brunson.
Dan, thanks for the phone call. I don't think, even when they were as hot as they were in January, Gordon, I don't think people were talking championship. This is not a championship team roster.
No.
It's not.
No.
With Randall, without Randall, it's not a championship team roster. What this does, though, is the way they're playing, it kind of makes it more desirable, Gordon, for a team that for a player that might go out early and say, I'm tired of this. I want out, and let's see get me to New York or do something of that nature.
Right.
For so long, we have talked about how can you make this a destination for free agents and players who want to come here, and what they've done and give Rose and William Wesley and the crew in the front office, what they've done is they've assembled enough people, starting with the draft and the young talent they had, and parlayed some of that young talent into some veterans. So now this is a situation where, barring crazy injuries like this year, this is a Nick team that you build on, and this is a Nick team where you can finally say, Gordon, you can finally use the phrase sustainable success. This is a team that you expect to win 40-plus games every year right now.
Absolutely. They've done it. They've built it while winning. It's been impressive. They've identified pieces that weren't necessarily blockbuster names, and they brought them into their system and have excelled. Josh Hart, DiVincenzo, who was a good player, but I don't know that we necessarily thought he was going to be this impactful. Clearly, Brunson has been the best version of himself here, so it's great to see. And you would think if there is ever a way to convince somebody to come to New York and be that superstar and get them over the hump, this is what it looks like. Yeah. Sustainable success. And you're not coming here to be the savior. When they missed out on Kyrie and KD, we all agreed if the Knicks are going to be ever able to convince anybody to come here, they got to build some infrastructure. They have built some infrastructure. They have a really good team that might be missing that one big piece. And I agree with you. I don't think we ever thought this year's team, with Randall, without Randall, with the injuries, without the injuries, that they were a championship-level team. But I think that you can... It's like one of those pictures, if you squint your eyes just enough, Larry, it feels like it's starting to come into focus.
It does. It does. They are closer now than they've been
for
whenever I can even go back to think about it.
Right.
And, they're closer and now.
It's, you can have faith. I don't know who the superstar is. You don't know who the superstar is. But you can have faith in this front office that whoever they do identify, even if it's a name that you don't love right away, maybe. That they know what they're doing. When was the last time you could say that about somebody running the Knicks? These guys know what they're doing.
Yep. They got off to a slow start, Gordon Damer, but they forged ahead. Give them credit. They have forged ahead.
I mean, outside that one year, which I would love, maybe somebody will write a book one year about why they decided to go with Kemba Walker and Evan Fournier.
Yeah.
Because that didn't seem like it lined up, and when it hit the court, it did not line up
at all.
But other than that, they've made smart, kind of under the radar kind of moves.
Yes,
and I just think that you have to have faith that they are going to get this done.
I have faith that they will, and the big thing, Gordon, is once again. And I say it all the time, and this is for long after the season's done. They just have to be brutally honest about what this team is.
Yeah.
You can't sugarcoat and say, boy, you know, look at where we were in January. I mean, with that, oh, this is what we, no, that's not what you are. And even if you played like that, you're still not a championship roster. You still need to add some pieces to this roster. For you to be a championship contender.
Well, the biggest mistake that they could possibly make, if things go wrong in the playoffs and say they were to get ousted in the first round, the worst mistake they could make would be to say, well, when we were healthy, it was this.
Right.
When we were healthy, when we had all... So we're just going to run it back next year and just run the same team out. When there's opportunity... And I don't think they'll do that. But when there's opportunities to make improvements... Time doesn't hold back for anybody,
no.
So you got to. When you get your chance, you waited this long to get a chance. If there's that superstar that becomes available, you can't say what when we were 14-2 when we were all held. No, you got to go make the move.
Got to make the move. Got to get better. Gordon, Tara Vanderveer has retired after 36 seasons at Stanford. She had a brilliant career. She was a heck of a coach. She's, you know, retiring, going to do something else with the rest
Good
of the
Good for her. So, how many years? 36 years?
36 years. 38, I'm sorry.
Oh,
38.
30, you shortened her to 2 years there, right?
Well, sorry,
38
Tom.
Years,
sorry,
that's
coach.
A long run, so.
That is a long run. And she was in one place.
I felt like Billy Donovan might be going back to college after some of the plays tonight. That one, that dunk that they tried to pull off.
Yeah, I know.
Is Kentucky on the line?
By the way, Billy Donovan said he is not interested in Kentucky already.
Until the job is filled.
Yes.
I don't believe anybody.
Okay.
I don't believe a single... And look, no disrespect to Billy Donovan. He gave his word.
Mm-hmm.
I don't trust any of these guys.
I got you. For me, Rick Pitino's the leading candidate. I'm just saying.
Each day that goes by
he's the
without,
candidate.
And that's a, see, the only thing about Pitino, though, is that that is a very demanding job at his age. And
it
he's
is.
Been there before, and I don't know. And I love to see those fans because they are psychopaths, almost like Alabama.
Yes.
Right? Oh, we should win every single year. Oh, yeah. Oh,
Duke.
Yeah.
Don't leave out Duke.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you don't like Nick Saban. Oh, he doesn't win every single year for you. All right. You know what? Nick Saban just retired. Good luck.
Yep. Now what?
Now what? Exactly. What's plan B?
This is ESPN New York Tonight with Larry Hardesty and Gordon Damer on 98.7 ESPN.
It's ESPN New York Tonight, taking you to the ballpark as we go around the major leagues with our two local baseball teams. We begin in the Bronx, where the Yankees being very, very inhospitable to the Miami Marlins as they beat them again tonight. Marlins now 1-11. Yankees up to 10-2. Alex Verdugo, solo home run tonight. Gordon Damer, an RBI, had a walk or a hit. He's played very well. So, Alex, why is this team so good so early?
I think the biggest thing is just, you know, not being selfish with our at-bats. And, you know, obviously everybody knows about our pitching staff. We got a really good bullpen, really good starter staff. And I think for us it's 1-9, just kind of keeping that torch, keeping that line moving. And, you know, right now it doesn't matter if it's the guys up top or the guys at the bottom. Everybody's doing their job.
That's Alex Verdugo and Gordon Damer. He's right. Now, I know there's some concern. Aaron Judge is hitting 195. I know we got concerns about that, but
Joe Leo is trying to create these concerns. Nobody's concerned about Judge. Just
it's early.
When the Yankees have no problems, don't go trying to find problems. When the Yankees have problems, you'll know they have problems. Gerrit Cole goes down. That's a problem.
Yes.
Aaron Judge, even now, is on bases like 380. Mm-hmm. It's fine. It's not an issue.
It's not an issue. Not at all.
Oh, my. That's a lot of homers.
You ready, Gordon Damer?
I'm ready. Let's
it's
do it.
It's time for
Answers with Aaron.
Gordon Damer, he was one of the major concerns about this starting rotation. He is Carlos Rodon. And obviously, tonight after the game, Aaron Boone was asked to comment on Rodon's outing against Miami. What did he say?
Well, I'm guessing he's going to go the I'm trying to think if Rodon has a nickname. I don't think that I remember a nickname for maybe Rhodey. I'm not sure. But I think that he's going to be, you know, over the moon with the performance and really pleased with how he's pitched so far. It's a continuation of how he's pitched. This is the latest one. This is the real Carlos Rodon. Last year, some things came up, but this year, this is the guy we expected when we signed him last year.
Aaron Boone on Rodon's outing against Miami.
Yeah, really good. I mean, on the attack again tonight, again, mixing up the arsenal, had a presence with the changeup and the cutter again. The cutter got him a big double play ball there, I think, in the fourth or fifth when he got into a little bit of trouble. But more good. I mean, you know, pitching into the seventh inning and a little tough luck there behind him, but just another strong one for him to put us in position to win a game.
Very good, Gordon Damon.
Yeah, it was
very good. Yeah?
There was nothing really boonish about that cut, you know? That was just a running it down. There was no nicknames. There was no strange terms to describe something.
He hasn't earned them yet. He hasn't
not yet.
Either that or he doesn't have one. He'll get one soon.
He'll get one.
Next one for you, Gordon.
Uh-huh.
Second of two. This is Aaron Boone on the Yankees being the first team to win 10 games this season.
First team to win 10 games. Well, you know, we're just taking them one game at a time. Like the start this year, we came in with a different focus. So proud of the guys going out there and handling their business.
Aaron Boone on the Yankees being the first team to win 10 games.
You can't take them off the board, and they matter now as much as any time. So I would say it's early. It is, and there's a long way to go, but anytime you can play a stretch of games like this, you sure sign up for that and you take it. But more than anything, wins, losses, whatever, at this point in the season, I'm just pleased with how the group is competing, how they've come together, their purpose, and we got to keep that same focus going.
Gordon, last year has caused him to change.
Well, look, I'm good with that. I'm fine. Yeah. I'm fine with this new type of Boone, more subtle, not stretching too far to try to find. You see, the best Boone comes from spinning negatives into positives.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't had to spin that yet, so hopefully that continues.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, short time. We'll see what happens tomorrow, Gordon. Then we have a full 3-hour show, so we'll have another one.
Oh my goodness!
Yes.
Wow, we're
so we have a chance to examine a lot of baseball tomorrow and preview Knicks for Boston on Thursday. So, my friend, have a good day tomorrow. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Sounds good, Larry.
That wraps up this edition of ESPN New York Tonight. We thank you for joining us. Once again, special thanks to Joe Leo and Julian Krusnick. Vote Goat Madness.